How you doing? My name is Willie Morris Clay II. I'm an Oakland, California native, 57 years of age, and I've been incarcerated for approximately 15 years. I'm currently a resident in the Delassey Streets Honor Program. I've been working diligently on showing myself approved in terms of redemption, remorse, and repentance through my actions and conduct. I've participated in various rehabilitative programs. Those efforts consist of anger management, denial management, victims awareness, conflict recognition and resolution, and relapse prevention, to name a few. I assist with tutoring, mentorship, and I facilitate those groups above as a means to give back to my community in hopes of getting other men to a place of healing, thus rehabilitation. I have also been participating in industry of rehabilitation in terms of a rehabilitative barber vocational training program in which I created a 501c3 and submitted to the governor's office for implementation into CDCR institutions, for which I received a response dated January 24, 2022 from Susanna Walsh, Administrative Assistance, OCE. My inspiration for creating a nonprofit was out of a sheer desire to provide the prison industry, thus its inmate population, with a vocational training for gainful employment upon release. What I'm proffering to the administration and society is that RBVPP, Rehabilitative Barber Vocational Training Program, will prepare participants with the opportunity to acquire barber license prior to release. This is significant for the reason that one could be released from prison, prepared for tangible employment that day. This has the potential of producing taxpaying citizens, community leaders, and reducing recidivism. We understand that employment in and of itself may not be enough to reduce recidivism because of the multitude of personal and extenuating circumstances predicated on traumatic experiences. Aligned with the goals and mission of CDCR, California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, the DRP, Division of Rehabilitative Programs, and the CBT, Cognitive Behavior Treatment Programs, I have implemented a provision in the OPP, Operation Program Procedures, that RBVPP participants will have to be engaged in rehabilitative programming as a requirement, as a means to increase their success upon reentry. In addition, through RBVPP, the barbers also act as role models. Haircuts take an average of 20 to 30 minutes. It is during this time the barber builds a personal relationship with the customer. For 5 to 18 year olds, this can be an asset. Barbers who have been through adversity and achieved above standards are needed as community leaders and mentors. In reviewing our conference topics, which two do you believe would best equip you to become a problem solver, particularly as someone who was once considered the source of the problems? Well, the two topics that interested me the most was communications and access while incarcerated, and the second topic was transitioning your program from prison to outside community. And I'm going to try to wrap this up in one example for myself. The communications and access while incarcerated is extremely important because it allows us to confer and socialize with individuals that have resources, have the capabilities, and to provide us with different resources to assist us at perpetuating or introducing or nonprofits to society and getting us the assistance that we need. And that can be in reference to financial assistance, recruiting volunteers and developing a board of directors, the leadership development, budgeting and finances, And that's just to name a few that individuals outside, if we were able to communicate with them and was provided access, would be able to assist us in doing. And the second part in terms of transitioning your programs from prison to outside communities, specifically for the program that I just mentioned to you guys, the second part of our program was designed as, you know how they have the adage where they say from school to pipeline to prison? Well, we built on that and reversed it from prison to employment in terms of having beauty salons and barbershops do a, I would say like an honors program where they would be willing to assist and agree to accept former incarcerated individuals' employment opportunities if they was able to leave from the institution with license. In that regards, we have that section in the it's part of the society pipeline from prison to employment program, whereby barbers and barbershop owners, companies throughout the state of California that believe in social and community equality, that's willing to partner with the RBVTP program in providing jobs, opportunities for former incarcerated individuals who will be certified and licensed by the NIC, which will in turn reduce crime, recidivism, including redirecting taxpayer funds, allocating society's most precious asset, sweat equity, in a more effective and equitable way through a tangible and direct source of employability, hands-on training, establishing occupational skills, thus employment, becoming a contribution to society. Barbers are so much more than their occupation. They are sounding boards, confidants, crazy counselors, friends, institutions of fellowship, and cornerstones of the communities. Barbers and beauty is essential. It's deeply rooted in the fabric of our lives and the staple of America's identity, which is figuratively an evergreen of all society, the gift that keeps on giving. Now, the last topic is predicated around making amends. How do you envision the conference topics assisting you in this process? Well, in and of itself, providing service or providing a means by which one can build employable skills, being at the forefront and or a part of something of that nature is one of myself, a living amends. It allows me to build on my redemption, on my forgiving process, and it allows society to see that a mistake and made some bad decisions in my life that just possibly I may be worthy of a second chance that some or all may not feel that I'm worthy of. However, be that be the case, I will continue my life efforts, my life works in showing amends and providing for individuals that's in my personal and private community here inside of Solano State Prison. And if I could be assistance in society abroad, it would be an honor and a pleasure. Thank you for your time and your consideration.